Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. How you doing? I'm Frank Rush. And joining us today, Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch is with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Frank. It's so good to be with you on a Friday, a bright, sunny Friday.
So as we record this, we can say now that it's been a couple of days, you are now fully vaccinated. You've had your shots, and you didn't have to go to the vet to get them.
You know what? It's really interesting because I got the first shot, had no reaction whatsoever. My arm wasn't even sore, but people always talked about how the second shot, people are likely to not feel well and kind of have the symptoms of COVID. And I got the second shot a week ago, and I will tell you, I had absolutely no after effects. My arm was barely sore, and so I just would encourage everyone, when it's your turn, to get the vaccine. Because I'll tell you, it was really liberating for me to be able to get it, because it just is one less thing I have to worry about.
Well, I was just going to say, a lot of folks are getting the shot now. I mean, we're kind of moving through this.
Oh, we definitely are. In fact, between the amount of people that have gotten their first shot plus the amount of people that have gotten both shots, we're over 1 million Hoosiers that have currently either gotten that first or are fully vaccinated. And so, you know, Indiana's in the top 12 states for fully vaccinating its population. So we're pretty excited about the fact that 10% of Hoosiers are already vaccinated. And Frank, what that has done is it's dropped our positivity rate from a high of 17% in January to 3.4%. So as we have approached and passed that 1 year anniversary of the first reported case, which was March 6th, we've really come a long way, and we've come that way together.
And I would say part of that's got to be because the state as a whole had a plan to do this, right?
Absolutely right. And you know, we had a technology company that stood up our training and testing centers, and as a result of that, that same company put in place this vaccination plan. And so it has been absolutely seamless. And when you talk to Hoosiers that are down vacationing here in Florida or are anywhere throughout the country, people are commenting on this sharp contrast between how other states are doing it and how Indiana is doing it. And that's why we're in one of the top 12 states in terms of getting people fully vaccinated. It's incredible.
We're doing something a little bit different here in Indiana because the federal shots, I guess is the way to put it, as teachers now across the board age-wise are now available if they go to one of the federal sites, which are like the commercial Walgreens, Myers, and those kind of places, as well as if they're over 50, they then go to the state sites, right?
That is absolutely right. And in fact, what we learned through COVID was that, and the reason we focused on age is that over 97% of COVID deaths occurred in Hoosiers 50 years of age and older. So by focusing on age and getting those older Hoosiers, getting those shots in their arms, we have reduced our deaths and we've reduced our hospitalizations. And as I said, we've now sit at a 3.4% positivity rate, which is absolutely phenomenal.
This is a big discussion going on in other states, and I'm sure you know which state I'm thinking about when I bring this up, that the folks in the nursing homes, they're the most vulnerable, the population we've got. And so I know that there's a lot of folks that are focusing on them because they are older and they have a lot of comorbidities.
Well, absolutely. And we have done the same in Indiana. I mean, our long-term care facilities were, you know, as one of some of the first to receive those vaccinations because they are really vulnerable, and we wanted to try to protect them as quickly as we possibly could.
One other quick thing as far as talking about the pandemic and everything, there is a move in bills in the state legislature now that this session is going on, trying to help small businesses, which have been hit pretty bad. How do you and Governor Holcomb and the rest of the administration stand on well, how much help do we want to give them, if any? Do you have any spin on the bills that are there now? What would you like to see happen this session?
Well, I will tell you that, you know, absolutely, we want to be able to support businesses. The civil liability bill, the COVID liability bill that, you know, protects businesses, schools, nonprofits, hospitals from frivolous lawsuits has been huge for businesses because it provides them that comfort and that safety, you know, that they aren't going to be sued for someone who says, you know, I came into your place and I got COVID as a result. So that is absolutely essential for our businesses. But what we have done through my agencies and other agencies is we have taken a lot of that CARES Act money and absolutely made it available to small businesses. With the Office of Community and Rural Affairs, or OCRA, an agency I oversee, we have distributed $20 million to communities in small rural Indiana to help not just with PPE, but also to help provide grants and loans to small businesses because our main streets are absolutely critical and they're the backbone of our economy in rural Indiana, and we need to be sure that those businesses are able to survive.
Speaking of surviving, I've seen several numbers, and I'm sure you've seen them too. They've varied quite a bit. How many restaurants will actually make it to the end of the pandemic? And it looks like we're going to lose quite a few. So that's just one segment of the small business community that's out there.
Well, certainly the hospitality and leisure-related industry has been one of the most immediate and hardest hit of any of the sectors. You know, getting help to them and helping them be able to pivot and refocus and be able to survive is absolutely critical. And, you know, we continue to make strides in those areas, but, you know, unfortunately, we aren't going to be able to save everyone, you know, but we need to be sure that we're able to continue to provide the help that allows those restaurants and those hotels and those businesses, destinations, to be able to survive. And that is one of the things that the Indiana Destination Development Corporation did with their $10 million of CARES Act money, is that they were able to focus it on being able to provide grants to festivals and cultural events throughout Indiana that are absolutely critical in kind of contributing to that quality of life we have here. So we try to help in every way we possibly can.
Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch is our guest today. I know you're, as we record this, you're doing something that probably has to be one of the more fun parts of your job, and that is you're presenting the Hoosier Homestead Awards.
Absolutely. And, you know, as Lieutenant Governor, I serve as the Secretary of Agriculture and Rural Development, and twice a year we are able to present the Hoosier Homestead Awards to those families that have had farms in their same family for more than 100 consecutive years. And I will tell you, to be able to hear the stories of those farming families, of their ancestors and all the struggles and challenges that they faced, and yet 100 years, 150 years, we have two that have been in the family for 200 years, to be able to come together and still have those farms and to celebrate their successes and their rich heritage is truly one of my favorite things to do. And we are awarding 51 families here today, and we look forward to honoring more during the state fair in August.
I know overall in the Wabash Valley there was 3 farms in Clay County this year, 2 in Park and 1 in Vermilion County, and that's just this year. At this time around, there have been hundreds here on our side of the state over the past many years that have won those awards. I don't know if you know the number or not, how many farms in total have gotten these awards, but I think this is something that we really ought to be very proud of as a state.
Well, I will tell you, this actual award was started in 1976, and since that time, we have awarded over 5,800 farm families with this Hoosier Homestead Award. And it really pays tribute to those families that have contributed to our rich agriculture heritage. As you know, Frank, Indiana is the 10th largest farming state in the country, and agriculture contributes $31 billion to our state's economy every year. So not only are farmers putting food on the table and products on the grocery shelves, but they're feeding Hoosier families and really families across our nation and in the world. And so being able to celebrate them and their rich heritage and their farms is something that is very inspirational for me and one of the more fun parts of my job.
Not only do they get a meet and greet session with you, which in and of itself is a nice little plus, but they also get a pretty neat little sign, and it's not so little, actually. It's pretty good size. So that way, folks around the state, as we drive through the countryside, there's some certain signage that you need to look for to know when you actually pass one of these Homestead Award winners.
That's absolutely right. And that sign will be a different color depending on whether they are 100, 150, or a 200-year farm. But it'll clearly be identified as a Hoosier Homestead farm. And so absolutely, as you travel the many byways and highways of Indiana, you will spot those signs and you will know that that is a family that has had that farm for at least 100 years consecutively.
How do they get these? Do they have to apply through your office? Do you just happen to know who they are? I mean, how does that come about?
Well, they have to apply. They have to provide, criteria to be able to be considered. And the actual deadline for application for our State Fair August ceremony is April 1st, so that is coming up. And what they can do is that they can contact the ISDA and they can be sure to get information on the Hoosier Homestead Award. And we would encourage all farming families that have had their farms for 100 years and plus to be able to apply and to be recognized with this incredibly high honor in agriculture here in Indiana.
Hoosier Homestead Award paying honor to the family farm, which of course is what really helped to build Indiana and make it into the state it is today. Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, we appreciate you being with us today. That's it for this week's program. We'll see you again next week. And by the way, if you missed any part of today's show, we've got it for you right now as a podcast on our website.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.